Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, July 16th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by A-Logic. Leading off today, yesterday we talked about iOS 15 Beta 3, and we keep discovering more smaller changes under the hood. In the release notes for the latest builds of iOS 15, iPadOS 15, and WatchOS 8, Apple says that the updates fix an issue that could prevent users from installing system updates when they have a low amount of available storage on their device. Apple says you can now update your devices using software update even if you have less than 500 megabytes of storage available. This applies to iOS 15 Beta 3, WatchOS 8 Beta 3, and iPadOS 15 Beta 3. There aren't many details about what has changed or how this will work, since some updates actually come in large files, but it could be that Apple is performing some offloading magic in the background to make it easier for users with low amounts of available storage to install important software updates. If this turns out to work as expected, it could be a big deal for some users, especially owners of the Apple Watch Series 3. Apple Watch Series 3 owners have been complaining that it is nearly impossible to install WatchOS updates on the Series 3 because it only has 8GB of internal storage. And Apple has even gone as far as to tell Series 3 owners to repair their Apple Watch, which means factory erase it, in order to install software updates. Theoretically, this change in WatchOS Beta 3 means users won't have to jump through all of those hoops just to install a software update. Both iOS 15 and WatchOS 8 will be released to the public sometime later this year, and users can install the beta versions now through the Apple Beta Software Program. In other news today, Apple is said to be considering an acquisition of the indie film and TV studio A24. A24 is said to be exploring a potential sale with an acquisition price of between $2.5 and $3 billion. Apple and A24 have worked together on a variety of different projects for Apple TV Plus over the past few years, but the agreement between the two is simply a multi-year agreement, so a full acquisition of A24 would take things to the next level. The report comes from Variety, which reports, quote, "Possible scenarios for a deal have included merging with standalone players or an outright absorption by a tech giant. A24's tires were kicked by Apple, with whom it signed a multi-year film slate deal in 2018. Though some sources said Apple acquisition talks happened closer to the slate announcement, two other insiders said talks were much more recent." End quote. So essentially what this report is saying is that Apple and A24 have apparently held acquisition talks somewhat recently, which could indicate plans for a deeper partnership beyond the initial multi-year agreement. The report also says that while A24 has a deal with Showtime as well, its agreement with Amazon recently ended, which could make it more attractive to tech companies like Apple looking for exclusivity. Whether or not the relationship between Apple and A24 ever evolves beyond the current agreement remains to be seen. Over the years, Apple is said to have been considering a variety of possible media acquisitions, including MGM, which was eventually acquired by Amazon, and Time Warner, which was eventually acquired by AT&T. So it's possible this A24 deal is the first to actually come to fruition. We are sponsored this week by A-Logic. We've teamed up with A-Logic to celebrate the launch of the company's new USB-C Universal DX docking stations by giving away Apple's latest M1 MacBook Air to one lucky 9to5 Mac reader. Available in 65 and 100-watt models, the new A-Logic docking stations are specifically designed for MacBook users, including the new M1 MacBook Air, with support for up to 3 4K displays using its multi-4K display hybrid technology. On the DX2 model, you'll get 65 watts of laptop charging, alongside USB-C and USB-A ports, a 3.5mm audio jack, and Ethernet support, while the DX3 model adds 100-watt laptop charging alongside a third DisplayPort output. It also includes an SD card and microSD card readers. 9 to 5 Mac Daily listeners can get 20% off the new A-Logic DX2 and DX3 docking stations for a limited time and enter the MacBook Air giveaway at the link in the show notes below. To round out this week, let's check in with Blair Altland from 9 to 5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals to get you ready for the weekend.
As we head into the weekend, all of today's best Apple-friendly deals are headlined by a new Apple sale via Woot that's discounting a selection of certified refurbished iPhones, Apple Watch, and more starting at $70. Headlining is the iPhone 11 starting at $560 for the 64GB model. Down from its original $699 going rate, today's offer amounts to $239 in savings while beating our previous mention by $20 in order to mark a new all-time low. You can also save on higher-tier storage configurations, as well as iPhone 11 Pro Max models at up to $469 off. Whether you don't need the latest and greatest from Apple, or you're just looking to update at a notable discount, iPhone 11 brings plenty of notable features into the mix. Everything is centered around a 6.1-inch Liquid Retina HD display that's powered by the A13 Bionic chip. There's also Face ID, all-day battery life, and a 12-megapixel dual-camera array around back. Another notable offer today is that trusted eBay seller A4C is currently offering Apple's MagSafe Duo charging station for $80 in open-box condition. Normally, you'd pay $129 for the charger, with today's offer not only marking a rare chance to grab this one at less than retail, but also scoring you 30% in savings while marking a new all-time low. Apple's 2-in-1 Duo charging pad leverages MagSafe in order to top off your iPhone 12 series device with up to 15-watt speeds. It features a unique folding design, as well as an integrated Apple Watch puck to streamline your nightstand charging setup. And to wrap up all of the best deals today, Anchor is celebrating the weekend's arrival by launching its latest Amazon sale, discounting everything from iPhone essentials to projectors, earbuds, and more. Our top pick is the PowerPort 3 Mini 30-watt USB-C charger at $16. Normally fetching $22, you're looking at 27% in savings, with today's offer marking a new all-time low. While it's not the recently released GAN models that were just announced by Anchor, its PowerPort 3 Mini still arrives as one of the best options around for refueling your iPhone. Its compact form factor can dish out 30 watts of power to a connected device over USB-C, and even sports a folding plug design. And as we head into the weekend, be sure to keep it locked to 9to5toys.com for all the other best deals out there.
That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. If you like the show, please be sure to subscribe and tell your friends to subscribe in Apple's podcast app, in Overcast, or wherever you listen every day. And it's also very helpful to us if you leave us a rating and a review to help more people find the show. Again, my thanks to A-Logic for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily this week. Sponsors like A-Logic help us keep making the show 5 days per week. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.